Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, happy February. Happy Wednesday. So grateful that you decided to join me this show today. Our next show is going to be on March 9th, same time. So please mark your calendars for that. If you're new to the show, my heart wants to say thank you so much for being part of this loving experience. This show is about, as I mentioned, awakening your inner spirit and connecting more from that space so that your life moves out of the turmoils and the dramas and the fears. It doesn't mean you don't still have the experiences. You just don't linger in them for very long because your connection to your inner being is so much stronger than that of that which keeps you in self-defeating patterns and programs. And so in this show, we will have a meditation, and I tune in and get a channeled message. And then with the remaining time, I take phone calls. If you're interested in getting involved in any of the things I offer, you can please go to the website. It's, make sure you can write this down. It's Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of Motivation, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-I-O-N .webs.com. And then on top, there's a whole bunch of tabs that you could select from. And at that point, you can decide if it resonates with what you would like to support your own transformation and your own growth in. It is a commitment. It's not free. This is how I support my livelihood. So I hope you'll take advantage and learn about what I offer and see if it resonates with your path, and jump in and get involved because you're on the path and you also have fun doing it. So there's also special events, and a lot of them come up towards the end of the month. I started a meditation, a love frequency meditation, 3-week class that helps people to expand and bring the energy into the physical form in the mind, the emotions in the body, and helps to align it with channeled messages and then a meditation. Extremely, extremely transformative. I've had quite a number of people just really loving the experience. So you could click on the special events tab on the website and learn more about that, in addition to an online series and product specials and individual sessions and activation sessions. So many wonderful things that you can get involved with and be part of a very nurturing, loving community so that you're not walking on this path by yourself or feeling like you would like to just get involved and really develop more of the tools and so forth. And so today we're going to do a special meditation, being it's February, the month of love. I'm going to play Paco Belli's Canon in D and do a meditation. So I'm going to play that. I just downloaded it for everybody as a special gift. And so let me put that on and we'll do a meditation. And then I'll see what kind of channeled message comes through. Okay, so just allow yourself to take a deep, deep breath. And if you can, see if you can bring your breath down even further down from where it currently is. And as you bring that breath down even further, notice how your body becomes more relaxed. You can focus first on the lower part of the body, the feet, the ankles, as you breathe all the way into them, the calves, the knees and the thighs. Just really feeling that nurturing love. And breathing into the upper part of the body, including the middle part, the pelvic area, the stomach area, the lower back. All feeling that sense of nurturing. And bringing your breath all the way in. Just hold it for a moment. And then let it out. As we focus on the heart becomes slightly bigger than the body, slightly bigger than the room, and slightly bigger than the planet, where you feel this beautiful nurturing love as I call in the archangels, the angelic realm, the multidimensional love beings, Christ love and universal love, creating grids on this radio show and the telephone and the connection with everybody so that they feel this special love inside, building their confidence inwardly and feeling that sense of divinity inside their birthright. As you continue to feel that love inside your heart, just going to relax the rest of the body, and then we'll go into the heart again as we focus on the collarbone and the shoulders. Shoulders just letting go, dropping down. Noticing as you let go, everything that's holding on just lets go as well. And focusing on the arms, the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, the hands and the fingers. Some people like to have their palms up and others like to have the palms down. If you want the energy more inward, palms up is more outward. And focusing on the neck area. The whole entire face area. And noticing as you allow yourself to just let go, the thoughts become more silent. If any thoughts come up, you can just put them on an imaginary cloud and just wave them goodbye for now. And bringing your attention into your heart. And just allow your heart to feel that soothing, loving energy inside. Breathing all the way inside the heart. Noticing as you breathe into it, it goes all the way to the back of the heart. Just feeling that nurturing all the way to the back. And then going down to the lower part of the body and then up to the upper part of the body. Creating this beautiful nurturing energy. Feeling so much nurturing inside. Allowing your breath to go even deeper down. Okay, so bring the human mind into the present moment. Bring your attention all the way into the body as you come slowly back into the room. Taking another deep, deep breath and just allowing yourself to bring your heart into the physical realm, feeling that love, that nurturing, that expansive love. And just when you're ready, you can slowly come back and open your eyes. And just focusing on your breath, noticing what's inside, what's going on inside right now. Feeling that love inside. And as you focus on the inwardness, I call that your inner beingness. And the more you strengthen that inner beingness, the less you have a pull to the outer circumstances and conditions and situations that sometimes want to pull on your attention and bring your energy to a place that doesn't feel very loving or nurturing. And even if it does feel loving and nurturing, your attention is still in the outer world. So as you strengthen your inner world, you don't have as much of a hook on with whether a situation is positive or not positive. You just get to bring this love to the outer world and you get to share that with others. That's a true wholeness of being in the world and not getting caught up in the ofness of the world. And the more you strengthen that, the more you rely less on situations or circumstances to make you happy because your focus is more inward. So you don't have to rely on the outer world to bring you that peace or love or joy. You could focus on the inner world and share it with others. There isn't an expectation to get it from others. It's different when you get to share it. It's totally a different vibratory rate. So that's the biggest message that keeps coming through to share with you today. And this is a sampling of some of the things that I offer when I do special events, so the low frequency meditation. So if you're new to the show or just logged in, you're welcome to go to the website and explore the various tabs. It's a commitment to your own inner growth, and it's a commitment to transforming your life. And it's a tool that'll help you. Being an angelic walk-in, I channel multidimensional love beings, the angelic realm, and universal love, and the Christ love. And it's just pure, pure energy that I work with, helping those that are willing, ready, and really committed to living a life of greater love and greater peace and greater joy rather than living a life of struggles or living a life of confusion or living a life of self-doubt or relying on the outer world to make their inner world happy and peaceful and loving. You get to rely more on the inner world by strengthening it. And as your core becomes solid, then you get to enjoy experiences more in the outer world, more efficiently. So, and you also can make a donation on the radio show to help me to continue to do these free radio shows at heartofmotivation.webs.com and the homepage. So we're going to take some calls, and I appreciate your patience with all of this lovely thing. It's not just readings. It's also really helping those that are ready and committed to their expansiveness and so forth. So after I do the one question reading, I do want to make sure that you understand how to get the most effective reading. It's best to take notes versus recording. If you record, it creates static and you won't get an accurate reading. Obviously, the show is being recorded. It's a little bit different than having an extra recording. I don't know why it's different. It just is. So I request that you don't do that so you get great, better answers. Keep your question to one question. And if you can make it somewhat specific, I can help to tune in and see if there's any messages that relate to that area of your life. And then after the reading, I will ask if you want to be a part of our community that we get involved in these various special events and private sessions. And all those beautiful things that you can be part of a community. And if you're committed to that and you really want to explore it, it's not free. It's how I support myself. So if you're committed to your own personal transformation, you can just say, yes, I'd like to explore that. And if it doesn't resonate, then you can lovingly say no for now, and then I won't contact you. But if you are interested, then I would request that you let me know. And the only number I don't have is the first number. It has a bunch of ones. So you will have to somehow get on the website and email me, unless you're comfortable giving the number in the chat box over the air, whichever is most peaceful for you. And so we'll go from there. And we'll just see how many I can get on the air. And if I don't get to everybody, you're welcome to go on to the Heart of Motivation website and get a reading that way. And so we'll just play with this all. Okay, so we're going to take area code 111 first, and then I have area code 817. And 904, you get to relax and enjoy the momentum of it all. So the thing that I want to get from each person is their first name and the state that they're calling from, so I can tune in a little bit better. And keep your attention on your heart and on being as extremely positive as you can, because that vibration helps me tune in better so that I could really get more positive answers for you. Okay? And as always, much love. So let's start with the first caller, the 111. My number is
Hi.
Another 111.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your first name, love?
My name is Trish, and I am in New Hampshire today.
Oh, welcome to New Hampshire. Okay, so of course I don't have your phone number, so after the reading, you could just let me know if you feel like you want to be involved in our community of what we offer, and if it resonates, then just say yes, and then you'll have to somehow get me your phone number. Please only say yes if it really resonates for you. Otherwise, it obviously doesn't pay for me to call you if you're not interested. Does that sound okay?
Right. That sounds great.
Okay, thank you for caring. And then you can just go to the website and hit the contact button and go from there if you choose to be part of this experience of love. Okay, so let me go ahead and we don't have a lot of ancestral energies in your energy field. I see a few, so that just means there's some stuff that you're working on which relates to your family heritage. So what's your question?
So my question was, I was looking for an angel message around relationship.
I knew you were going to ask that. you're talking about our partnership, obviously.
Right.
Okay. It's been a while. Have you been in one for, I don't see anything in your energy field. Looks like it's been a while. I don't know what that, when I go back, I don't see a long line of a relationship. I don't know if it's just you cleaned it up, or when was the last one?
Yeah, December.
Okay, so last December?
Yeah.
Oh, just this past December. Well, you did
Correct.
A really good job in closing the door, because I don't see any energy around that, which is a really good sign. Was it a peaceful closure, or did you...
No, it was not a peaceful closure, and actually, I'm questioning whether we're going to reconcile.
It's really interesting that you don't have that in your energy field, so I thank you for that.
Yeah.
So that explains why I heard not yet, because I kept saying, ask her about this last relationship. It's so not in your energy field. It's really kind of interesting. I don't see a new relationship coming in right away. I don't know why March just popped in, but there's something about March. You do have to do some closure on this relationship, since your heart is obviously not at peace with it, and there is some thoughts around it in your head. The great thing is you don't have it in your physical energy field, and that's why I couldn't pick it up. So the only thing that I am hearing from the angelics is that you do have to do some closure, and then March keeps popping up. It just kind of feels like this relationship, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like it's nurturing enough. Something's missing.
Well, hopefully I'll find that out in March.
Yeah, no, you'll find out a little bit more before, well, actually March is only a couple of weeks away, so really work on your heart a lot more with this experience, because it'll help free you up. Whatever this March is all about, I just keep hearing new beginnings, so there's some wonderful things coming through, which I have to really complete whatever this experience is in your mind and in your heart more, because you've already done the work in the physical form. You just haven't done it in the mind and in your heart, according to the angelics.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to contact me and maybe see if there's something there, or do you feel complete?
I don't think I want to do it yet. I think I want to learn more.
Okay, okay. So you have the opportunity then to go on the website. I appreciate the honesty, and I do wish you lots of love in your experience.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, love. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we have 817.
Hi.
And what's your first name?
Mary.
Mary?
M-A-R-Y? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just your first name is fine. And then the state you're calling from, Mary?
Texas.
Oh, Texas. I get a lot of people from Texas that I work with. It's kind of fun.
we love people like you, but sometimes it's a little expensive.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes you have to.
But you do make a living off of it, so.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Actually,
you're right.
I'm a
you're
lot
right.
less expensive charge. I'm kind of blown away by how so many
charge four or five times.
I
have your internet site, and I'm waiting for my income tax to come in. So if you
okay,
give me
cool.
a chance on that, I can get a small reading from you
later. That'd be great. Thank you for being honest.
I got that.
Yeah, and I appreciate
and
that.
I would love to. And I like your attitude, and I like your upforwardness and everything. And not too many.
Oh, thank you.
I could feel your energy. It's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. Well, I definitely come from the integrity I definitely come from the integrity, and it's very loving that you said that. Okay, so what's your question, love?
Well, same question she had, partner.
Okay.
Anytime soon.
Is it a lady you're looking for? Is that what you
yes,
said?
Yes, I am lesbian. I am lesbian.
Okay. Good girl. Go for it. All power to you. Because I feel a lot of feminine energy in your energy field. I love it. Yeah, you've done a lot of inner work, according to both your spirit guides and the angelics are saying that. And you're preparing yourself. You're opening your heart up to something that it's almost like it feels like you took a break and kind of prepared internally a little bit more. It feels really nice. And the thing that's really great is that you're not being desperate about it.
That's true.
At least, yeah, I don't see that, at least in this moment. You were before. So I think you just got to the point of letting go, and that's opening up some of the energy.
It was December. What's weird, it was December like hers. I let it go.
Oh, it's just December? Yeah. I sense that you were in a current relationship. I just didn't ask because
it's
important.
It's,
yeah, you
yeah,
completed
she,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, she
I,
was
I could
like
see
completely.
The
okay. She's
yeah,
completely
yeah,
straight.
And, oh, how funny. And that's okay because you learned something from that experience. So
yeah.
It's all perfect. The month of April feels more like a window of an opportunity of coming through. You still have a couple of more pieces that need to be resolved with regard to self-love and self-care, the two operative words that keep coming in. You have to nurture yourself. It almost feels like you caretake a little bit, like you want to give more than you are open to sharing. And so that's where that desperation energy came in before, because you were searching a little bit too much on the outside and you broke much of that pattern. So the pieces that have to now come into place a little bit more is that self-care and that self-nurturing to strengthen your core. So when that new relationship comes in, and she is gay, when she comes in, it won't feel like a struggle. It'll be more natural for you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So just keep on the path of nurturing. Just keep your attention more on that
I know that person is there. This person knows me or has known me before or is actually coming after me because I just feel it like somebody's.
Yeah, with this relationship, you haven't physically, you may have met this person on the ethereal realm, but I heard the word new. And the fact that there's an energy of April, I wouldn't be surprised if your paths are crossed, but you haven't physically. In the month of April, this relationship will be different, whether you met this person before or not. I just kept hearing the word new. It has to be more nurturing than what you've experienced in the past. It just, for some reason, you have to just keep your attention more in your heart and more on that and let it come to you instead of trying to make it happen or try to force it to happen, because that'll just slow it down a little bit more. It's a big lesson, but yet it's not like a time consuming lesson. You're just continually strengthening that core of self nurturing. And
you know what I've been doing? I've been lighting red candles with aroma.
I'm just so excited for you because that path of continually nurturing, just keep doing that. Keep opening your heart. Keep focusing there, which is why they said you're on the path of it. So if you keep doing that, then the rest will come into play. You don't have to look for it. Just let it come to you and let it be more nurturing and so forth. Okay, love. So
I'll get a hold of you in about
4 weeks,
okay?
4 weeks? All right. Look forward to that possibility.
Okay. God bless.
You,
I hope so, too. Thank you.
God
What's
bless.
Your name?
Don't say hope. Say yes. Angel.
Okay, yes. Angel. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You love. Okay, bye.
God bless.
God bless. Lovely to talk to people that have a loving heart. So, okay. So I have a short period of time. So let me see what I can do with this, and if not, we'll just have you come and do a reading if that feels like appropriate for you. And so what's your question, love, and what's your name first? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
This is area code 904. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm not sure we're going to have enough time. What's your name?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah?
Yes.
Okay.
S-A-R-A-H.
Okay, honey. What's from Florida? Okay.
Yes.
I have to be honest. I can probably do something really quick, but I'm not sure I'm going to have enough time. So I'm not sure if it will justify you on that because it's like literally the show cuts off on, it's like 40 seconds.
Okay.
So if you want to go on the website and book a reading, I can work with you on that and go from there. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Okay, love. And my apologies. We can only do so much in such a short period of time, and I just don't want to rush a reading. It just doesn't justify the person. So I want to thank you. Our next show is on March 9th. If you're interested in exploring donation or getting involved in our loving community, it's heartofmotivation.webs.com, H-E-A-R-T of motivation.webs.com. In the meantime, peace and blessings, and sending you so much love.